Blog Talk Radio.
We didn't come to Pussy for the Round. We didn't come to tiptoe through the goddamn tulips. Because I hear today. We won't tiptoe through the tulips today, sir. Is that right, Mr. Matt? You know Mr. Matt? Ms. Renee? You know Mr. Matt?
I will.
Yeah, he Mr. Matt. That's the Imani. Imani. Imani Matt. Yeah, that's Sister Renee right there. Black Power. Black Power. We live on Black Power Radio. We're going to punch up some Marvin Gaye. We're going to get started tonight. Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking. Full and complete, is that right? Full and complete. You got the full and complete. Oh my. Let's check this. Check this out. Tell me anybody playing this anywhere. I'll kiss them on their ball for it. Tonight, live on Capitol Hill at the home of Mitch McConnell, who right here on the most informative radio talk show. Have you seen Mitch McConnell? Have you seen Mitch McConnell, sir? Have no part to Mitch McConnell. You have nothing to do with him. Is that right, sir? No part to Mitch McConnell. Have you seen him anywhere? Let him know he's a wanted man. If you see him, he's a wanted man. We're on Capitol Hill tonight on the most powerful radio show, the most informative radio show, the baddest radio show in the land. We got Black Power Radio right here with the Queen Mother on Black Power Radio, and we're interviewing our black family on Mitch McConnell, on a cracker named Mitch McConnell. Have you seen him anywhere? Have he been spotted anywhere near you? We're looking for Mitch McConnell, a Senator Mitch McConnell. Have you seen him anywhere? If he's spotted, let him know he's a wanted man by the black community, wanted by the Panther Party. He just wanted in general. He just wanted in general. But we're here. We have our attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz, is here. All the good people that support Black Power Radio. We have Brother Imani. We have all of our Black Power generals. Black Power. Black Power. Drop it like it's hot, Gerard.
It is time. It is time. It is time.
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. You say time, 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 Black Power. But we're live on Black Power Radio. On my radio. Give us an update, Joshan. What do you think of so far this reparations move? This reparations. We have Joshan Farrar is up here today. And we have Sister Amy.
He just said drop it like a hat.
Drop it like a hat. Okay. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Black power. Black power. Black power. But go ahead and talk. We're live on Black Power Radio.
Well, peace, family. This is Dashaun. Oh, peace, family. This is Dashaun Farad. We're here. Well, I don't have to say where we're at anyway. Last week, over a week ago, I covered the reparations hearing on Capitol Hill. And right now I'm covering this. Currently, the H.R. 40 bill is in actually another phase. It's not just speaking about examining the damage and the compensation that black people are owed as a result of slavery. It is now talking about, it's now at a possible implementation stage. This is the first time in the modern times that reparations has been the focus of a presidential campaign. So we see progress right there. Last week in Cobra, which is the forefront of the reparations movement, just had their annual convention in which the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan received an award and keynoted it, as well as Judge Mathis. Judge Mathis has been a member of NCOBRA for decades. But this movement isn't going anywhere anytime soon. We say reparations now. We say recovery now. Not only am I a journalist and a reparations advocate, I'm a member of the D.C. Recovery Act, which is headed by John Cheeks and based out of Washington, D.C. So all I got to say is Black Power's reparation now. Hotep, assalamu alaikum, peace.
Akbar.
I'm getting me here's Brother Imam Akbar. Look out below, look out. Imam Akbar. Hold on, I got to get the Imam, brother. We got to pull him from the crowd. Brother Imam.
I want to hear from a black woman
like pow.
Who is strong. A sister who's a soldier. A woman who's a warrior.
Right.
And a female freedom fighter.
Come on.
She's in the radio. She's in the streets. She's from Detroit, Michigan.
Go ahead. Hey! Come on, Detroit.
I want you to hear from Reverend Jeanette Pollard. Reverend Jeanette Pollard. Let's hear from her.
Black Power. Black Power. The squeeze.
You know, some of these people who are the men of reparations claim to be Christians.
Yes.
But the Bible says that you are supposed to love your brothers and your sisters. And if you have done your brothers and sisters wrong, then you need to restitute them. That's what you're supposed to do. Even in the Old Testament, the slaves were freed after 7 years and given restitution. So for those who claim to be Christians, those of you who are in the halls of Congress, act like you are Christians and do the right thing, because they are supposed to know us by our love. And if you don't love, if you do not love, then you are not a Christian. You need to step up and give us what is due us. Every time I look at this picture right here of these two black women, sit up, my sister, of these two black men dangling like fruit, like fruit. It hurts my heart.
These people
would do this, and they think it's a sport. They're looking like, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to take a picture of it. How degrading. How degrading that you would do this to another human being. How dare you? You need to repent and ask God to forgive you of your sins and do what is right in the name of God.
Good teaching. Give Reverend Jeanette a round of applause. We want you to know that Ms. McConnell is symbolical of a wooden tooth cracker governor by the name of George Wallace. How many remember the name Alabama? George Wallace of Alabama, who stood on the steps of the Alabama University to say no quotas and no blacks are allowed? But there's an old wooden tooth G.W. Bush stood on the steps of Michigan University talking no quotas and basically no niggas allowed. And we're here to tell you that we are here to represent the best aspirations of black people. We will gain reparations. So what do we want?
Reparations.
And when do we want it?
Yeah.
And tell me how we're going to get it. We want you to know you're live on Black Power Radio tonight, the most informative radio talk show on the internet, and you are the strongest black people within a 100-mile radius of Washington, D.C. Anybody come beyond 100 miles? Anybody? Sister Renee Brooks of Newark, more than 100 miles. Give her a round of applause for more than 100. Black Power! Black Power! Black Power! And give my man, Imani Nakdi, he came at least 1,000 yards. All right. high power. But we're here for reparations, and we're going to gain reparations, legal and by any means necessary. By any means necessary. Because come out the house, bitch. 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 And we want to come out of the halls of Congress, off of the floor of the Senate. He is unfit for leadership for black people at this hour. He's unfit to be a senator. He is an old Kentucky bluegrass, had been accused of smoking bluegrass on the Congress floor. And we are wanted for questioning at this hour by the Justice Department of the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. And all righteous people should be willing to bring this wooden tooth, old bluegrass, we call him Captain Pillsbury for short, to bring him in for questioning. If he's spotted anywhere, call 1-800-939-0106. Everybody together. 1-800-939-0106. And we will have our deputies and marshals to go out and pick up the fugitive that's called, what, Senator Mitch McConnell. His name is Senator Mitch McConnell. But he'll be plain old Mitch by the time we get him in. If you sing my crew for him, it might not be much left. But bring in whatever you can. Bring in, just drag an old Congress. Oh, hey, they used to have the old wooden head. They say bring in a scalp off a red man. Huh? The main thing from this rally you should gain, brothers and sisters, is that the white man has no blood tie. I want you to understand me. No blood tie to this land. I want you to understand. The white man has together no blood tie to this land. The white man has no blood tie to this land. He took over the land from a red man and a black man. He started out with bacterial warfare. You bear witness? Bacterial warfare. He put smallpox in the black. Is that right? He said, come on here. I want to plant me some buffalo, huh? Or plant some corn and hunt buffalo. He said, well, no, the red man said, well, the black man and the red man got together. Said, no, you gringo, he's speaking with a forked tongue. Is that right? Remember old Long Range and Tonto? He said, the white man speaking forked tongue. He, gringo, speak with forked tongue. So he couldn't get no treaty. He come back again. He said, treaty, we just want to hunt buffalo, and we want to plant some corn. Look at that pretty Indian corn with the red, white, and blue, and the orange, the green, and the turquoise. We want to plant some turquoise corn, huh? He said, no, no, no. Say, come back. He said, it's freezing to death out here. You got to give me a break. So he said, he's going to write a treaty. He's going to make a treaty with the red man, a treaty with the black man already on the land. Huh? Whose street? Our street. Whose land? Our land. Come on, talk to me now. Talk black to me today. So look here. So he went to make the treaty. My book tells me all scripture tells me. Pastor Potter, we going to a lot of rallies. All around the country together. So we know about these rally things. But we want you to know that all the scripture is telling us. So watch who is first to make a treaty. Am I talking right? Then the book says, the good books, and the good scripture says, watch who is first to break the treaty. So that now earlier, her attorney, Amos Jones, asked, he said, how do we find him on making the treaty? Guilty as charged, is that right? Now, how do we find him on making the treaty? Guilty as charged. Now, how do we find him on being first to break the treaty? Guilty as charged. How do we find the gringo, the white man, on breaking the treaty? Guilty as charged. So now we have found him guilty as charged for breaking the treaty. But look at what he did. He said, now y'all come on, go with me, and y'all got some nice head of sheep, the sheep right there. You're growing cotton right there. We can make some blankets. Well, let us woven the blankets, huh? And you'll be warmer this year. In fact, with our general elected cards, you will be warmer than ever before, huh? And the red man said, oh, that's good, gringo. Good, gringo. We take the blankets. Is that right? We take the blankets, huh? But what he neglected to tell him, I'm telling you, you tell me I'm lying, Mr. White. Tell me I'm lying. Look at this. He said, now, these blankets will keep you warmer this year. But he neglected to tell him the first example of bacterial warfare. Yeah, you at the tree. No, the first example of bacterial warfare was introduced to the Western Hemisphere by who? The gringo. How do we find him on bringing the first bacterial warfare to the Western world. Guilty as charged, is that right? How do we find him on bringing the first bacterial warfare to the Western world? Guilty as charged, or the so-called New World. I want you to know George Washington did not lay this down. I want you to know there was a Dr. Benjamin Banneker, our own scientist, and George Washington couldn't hold the jock strap on the real founder of Washington, D.C., Dr. Benjamin Banneker. And I want you to know another thing, that Dr. Benjamin Banneker and Dr. Frederick Douglass is some of the brightest crowns in our box. And when we go to our founding fathers, we go to our founding fathers, that's when you get resurrection. And that's how you get reparations. Use your founding fathers. So you have to stop using their founding fathers and start using our founding fathers. Black power. Black power. If we want to open the door to justice, we must use what? Black power. How you going to get it open? With black power. There will be no solution without black revolution. Say it together. There will be no solution without black revolution. Again, there will be no solution without black revolution. Black power. I want to turn over to Attorney Malik Zula Shabazz. Black power. Black power radio. Black power. Black power. All right, black power. Yes, sir. Black power. Black power. Black power. Black power. No solution without black revolution. No solution. Black power. Black power. Black
power. Perhaps. We perhaps wind down for the day
off. Oh, yeah.
Hold your posture strong. Hold your posture strong. Hold your posture strong. Hold your posture strong. Hold down and strengthen dignity.
Black power, black power.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream at all times.
Black power, black power. Black coffee, no sugar, what? And no cream. That's right, at all times. When do we want to do it? At all times. When? With all time. All
right, so I want to commend you all. I want to thank everybody that participated today, everybody that traveled. We're going to rock over here to Georgia Browns. We're going to keep it black.
And strong.
Get over here, Georgia Brown.
You can grab the speaker. I'll hold the mic.
No, we don't. I got this.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Let's give Akbar a hand. Akbar. Akbar is a wind beneath our wings. Akbar. We're taking a stand for our ancestors. We're taking a stand for our integrity.
That's right.
And the word is spreading.
Adam Clayton Powell.
The word has gone out today. And you're the new Black Panther Party on the Vanguard.
Right.
I want to thank our historians, our elders, and our Xavier, our Honorable Karika Duno.
Duno. Black power! Black power! Black power!
You know, I've been knowing this man since I was like 19 years old.
That's right.
19 years old, we have been interacting, organizing together, and being together. Next program, he must be on the program, the flyer and all of that. Because next time we go, he's all the way. Whatever anybody else is, he's all the way, because he is all the way.
Open all alliance of legendary leaders, Black Leader Alliance here. Not our first rodeo, brother and sister. First rodeo.
17 Peach Street, Northeast. They thought we wouldn't be here, but we're here.
That's right. That's right.
They thought. That means next time old Mitch McConnell think about opening his mouth.
Huh? Or his door.
Think about opening his mouth.
Or his door.
He wants to lay down at night like anybody else.
That's right. Think about it.
To get him a nice night's sleep like anybody else.
Right.
He wants to come in his front door like anybody else.
Yes, he does.
But it's not possible.
Teach.
If you oppose reparations, we can make your life uncomfortable, legally uncomfortable. We're going to be here, there, and everywhere.
Teach.
This is a new style lobby.
Come on with
it. This is lobbying that hasn't been seen before.
Teach it.
This is black nationalist lobbying.
Go ahead.
Black nationalist politics.
Go ahead.
Black nationalist confrontational politics. Confrontational politics.
Go ahead.
What kind of politics?
Confrontational politics, sir.
What kind of politics?
Confrontational politics, sir.
What kind of politics?
Confrontational politics,
sir. What kind of politics?
Confrontational politics, sir.
Are you afraid to confront somebody?
Jeez.
I heard you were looking for a fight.
Come on. That's right,
sir. I heard you joined the Panther Party because you was looking for something to get into.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Indubitably.
Indubitably. Without a doubt.
No doubt.
Rocket loud.
Rocket loud.
Here we go.
That's right.
What do we want?
Reparations.
What do we want?
Reparations, sir.
We want it.
Now.
What do we want?
Reparations, sir.
When do we want it?
Now.
And how do we want it?
By any means necessary.
How do we want it?
By any means necessary, sir.
Is the black Holocaust still going on today?
Yes, sir.
Is it still going on today?
Yes, sir.
Is police brutality a reality?
Yes, sir.
Is police murder a reality?
That's right, sir.
Is racism a reality?
Yes, sir.
Is gentrification a reality?
Yes, sir.
Is poor housing a reality?
Yes, sir.
Is low, is a bad economy for us a reality?
Yes, sir.
What do we want?
Reparations, sir.
How do we want it?
Now, sir.
How do we want it?
By any means necessary, sir.
Are you going to accept a civil rights act?
No, sir.
Do you want an accommodations bill?
No, sir.
Do you want to sit down with Bob in the bathroom smelling integrated fumes in the bathroom?
No,
sir. That's what you're fighting for.
Think about it, sir.
What do we want?
Reparations, sir.
When do we want it?
Now.
And how do we want it?
By any means necessary.
Aren't you tired of begging this white man?
Yes, sir.
Do you want a nation of your own?
Yes, sir.
I heard you want a nation of your own.
Yes, sir.
You want a what?
A nation of our own, sir.
What?
A nation of our own, sir.
You want what?
A nation of our own.
You want what?
A nation of our own, sir.
I heard you wanted to beg Congress.
Think about this, huh? No begging.
I heard you wanted another seat, and I heard you just wanted a few more votes.
No votes, sir.
Huh?
No votes, sir.
You want a nation of your own.
Yes, sir.
You want what?
A nation of our own, sir.
You want what?
A nation of our own. Sir.
You want what?
A nation of our own, sir.
All right. It's warming up out here. Warming up.
Say the heat is on. You know, black power.
Keep them on their toes in the rain. We just warming up.
That's right.
We need
1,000
black
people. Come on. Oh, yeah, okay, I got it.
Come on.
In every part of the nation.
Right.
In the Mid-Atlantic, we need 1,000.
A
in the Southeast region, we need 1,000. In the South Southern region, we need 1,000.
That's right, sir.
1,000 per region.
That's right, sir.
And when we make a move, it won't be just, it'll be this. This is strong. But we'll move with hundreds.
Yes, sir.
Thousands.
Right, sir.
In shape.
That's right.
Are you
fit.
In shape?
Yes, fit. Sir. Physically.
Are you in shape?
Yes, sir. In shape, sir.
All right.
That's right. That's right. In shape. We in shape over here. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's close out. In dignity. Ten Hunt. Hold your line, man. Y'all have done great today.
Excellent.
You made the black nation proud.
That's right.
You got people throwing their fists up everywhere.
Throwing them up.
They on the internet talking about it, but you out here doing it.
Black power.
They up there typing on their computer talking about what they think they're going to do. You're the ones out here doing it.
Black power.
They're the ones who are complaining about white supremacy. You went right to the doorstep of one of the top devils on the planet and shut him down today. You are the point man. Come on.
Come on, point. Come on,
black.
You gotta be strong.
Don't do that.
Come on. Yeah.
You
gotta be so many.
Them to come, if they come over here,
we have to manage. We train to manage that.
They come here.
We are super trained.
We don't want to put them in that position.
Go ahead, you rock it like it's hot.
It's our time. You pay after me. It's our time.
It's our time.
It's our time to shine.
It's our time to shine.
It's our time.
It's our time.
It's our time to shine.
It's our time to shine.
slippery that might be, bro.
Hold the bell.
Sounding it loud.
Come on.
Sounding it loud.
Go ahead.
As one united front, we link our arms. Oh, the clock keeps ticking. Only time will tell. Were we too deaf to hear the bell? Will we turn a blind eye to justice's cry? Turn a deaf ear, give in to fear? Or will we be the heroes and sheroes? Will we answer the call? Or do nothing, nothing at all? Young people, stand up. Stand up for what you believe. You'd be surprised what you can achieve. But we are witnessing the changing of the gods, the passion of power. This, young people, is your finest hour. So we pause and salute and give tribute to all the Muslims and civil rights leaders as race relations precariously teed us. Because it's always dark before dawn, and this battle too shall be won.
That's right.
So we run this race, knowing that time is precious and we cannot waste. Remembering where we came from, yet knowing we have the power to affect future generations to come. Remaining forever cautious, but we will forever have to combat the forces of darkness. It's our time. I know this is true. With bated breath, the world is waiting on you. It's our time to shine like the brains of the sun. The brains of the sun. Knowing the God's will on earth through us. What? Done.
Thank you.
One more point.
Drop it like it's hot, sir.
My country, tears of thee, you motherfuckers lied to me. This country stinks. Land where my fathers died, you motherfuckers lied on every mountainside. This country stinks. They teach us to pledge allegiance to the flag of United Snakes, the colonial drag. The system's run by a Freemasonic order. You can tell by the life by the goddamn Mason on the corner. And the government supports gay hookah's wicked plan. Special orders from Count Telepro to the Ku Klux Klan. It was designed to distort the people of the land and prevent the rise of a messiah, the black man. Be careful what you vote for. It might be a trick. Most likely it is. Politicians are slick and ain't shit with their placebo promises just for your vote. They're only pulling your leg, but goddammit, I'm pulling your coat. Every time I expose the house, nigga, you frown. But they're the player haters and prayer haters helping Uncle Scam keep you down. Virginia's for lovers. Now, what's that say? They got a name for people to talk that way. It's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to stay. Virginia's for prisoners is what it should say. Now, I ain't hating on the true thug, the players, and that black wing. Just didn't play a hating house niggas on the scene. VA got buku ballers and players that I know is getting big cheddar stacked in layers. Player haters don't like to see a player get paid. Player haters and prayer haters need to be decapitated and sprayed. And the government is plotting on the martial law. Instead of buttering up, goddammit, I'm going to give it to you raw. If we don't wake up and elevate our mind, quit killing each other and going to prison, we're going to stay behind. The United Snakes versus the Messiah. We got to set our standards a whole hell of a lot higher. The FBI and the CIA are tapping all telephones, so watch what you say. They even tapping your TV to see what you do. You think you're watching TV, but it's really watching you. Free cable for 30 days. Oh, ain't that slick? The cable guy's an agent. It's only a trick just to get in your house. He's a spy with a lie. And the MCI works for the FBI. Your house and your phone is bugged. Check under the rug. They're watching your son. They hope he's a thug. Better pull his coat quick so he don't fall victim to what he sees on television, because it's only a trick. We need to get our children booked and get them hooked on phones and quit calling them children and all that goddamn Ebonics. There's more to raising a child in the house, clothes, and feeding. So whoop their ass sometime, because a lot of them need it. The United Snakes versus the Messiah. We got to take Revelation another stage high. The United Snakes country. Sing, land where the Indians smoke grass. Uncle Sam can't kiss my black ass. On every mountainside, this country. Sing, sing, sing. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Don't say
black
like
power.
You said black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. When it is to be.
It's left where?
It is up to me.
Go ahead.
When it's black, write it, dance it,
go ahead.
Water it, plow it, and don't you never, don't you ever, don't you never, ever, ever take it back. Not as long, not as long, not as long as it's black.
Black,
you
black.
Write it, speak it, dance it, cultivate it, water it, and don't you never, don't you ever, don't you never, ever, ever take it back, take it back, take it back. Not as long, not as long as it's black. We're laboring for a nation. It's nation time.
Right.
I just thought I'd share that with you from September of 1970 when some of us were at the Congress of African People in Atlanta, Georgia. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. So we're going to begin to form a circle right here as we begin to close, because it's written and prophesied about the murder of the devil plus his world alive. And watch these Negroes at BAT, because they're still eating on them burgers and fries.
That's right.
That's right. A.K.A. Zulu. But go ahead. Let's get us
all
a circle.
All right. Let's be serious.
Link, link up. Link up. Link up.
Seriously. Hold on. Hold fast. Hold fast.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
We got to end out on the right note.
All right. Give me that note, sir.
First of all, we got to say that National Reparations Day has been a success.
Yes, sir.
National Reparations Day has been a success.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause.
We haven't spent one dime with our enemy today.
All praise.
We haven't bought nothing from our enemy.
Right. Good
day.
You snuck and got a grand crack for
it.
I thought you had some grand crack. You ain't got no grand crack.
And you have stepped to the home of one of the enemies of reparations. I guarantee you this devil will never say nothing about reparations again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for him to say something else.
Oh, yeah.
So we can double and triple the pressure on his behind.
Right, sir.
Right here on his own home block.
That's right.
We want to thank everybody. Thank everyone for their travel. First of all, first thing we want to do is thank all of the sisters and all of the great black women that have made this day possible.
Go ahead. All praise to Black Power. Black Power.
All of them. None of this is possible without the support of all of these queens here and here. They right here on the line.
Yes, sir.
On the front line.
As a matter of fact, we're saying that this area is dominated almost by the black woman.
Black Power.
And we appreciate y'all.
We love it.
We offer now the support and the solidarity. National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party, Chairman Hasheem Nzinga, who is in our thoughts right now,
right,
who is in our minds right now,
right,
who is in our prayers right now.
Yes, sir.
And we pray to Allah for his return to the front line. And we expect him. Let me tell you, we expect him back on the front lines as soon as possible.
Right,
and
sir,
we thank all of you for holding your post, hold your position.
Right.
And in the meanwhile, while our leader is recovering, we want to make sure that we hold the line in every way.
Right, sir.
Let not one argument break out amongst us.
Right, sir.
Let's now, I'm talking about as a people, not just the Panther Party, all of us.
Good teacher.
Let us set the model example.
Good teacher.
When we
sir.
Go back.
Right,
because
sir.
History is calling us.
Mm-hmm.
History has a divine role. The next National Reparations Day will be October the 16th, 2019.
2019.
October the 16th, 2019. October 16th. That gives us 3 months to prepare.
Right, sir.
We're calling on schools and students to work with the students. We want them to walk out of school.
Right.
We want to talk to black people.
Right,
if
sir.
If they're strong enough, we want them to walk out of work.
Right, sir.
We got time and days to prepare.
Right, sir.
In the meanwhile, we'll give it one more, and then we will depart. One more.
Go ahead, brother.
And when we will depart, but we have to be serious. When we leave, we'll be serious. Because this is a serious fight. We're the last one standing.
Think about this, sir. Think
you
about
and
it.
My sisters and brothers are some of the last ones standing.
Think about
some
that.
Of the last hardliners in America. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
They bought us.
They bought us.
Rocky, go ahead, do it.
They bought us. They sold us. They owe us. They bought us. They sold us. They owe us.
Louder.
They owe us. They sold us. They owe us.
Louder.
They bought us. They sold us. They owe us.
Louder.
They bought us. They sold us. They owe us.
Louder.
They bought us. They sold us. They owe us. They bought us, they sold us, they owe us.
They bought us,
they sold us, they owe us.
They bought us,
they sold us, they owe us. Come on, teach it, bro.
They bought us,
they sold us, they owe us.
Whose house is this?
McCown.
Who house is this?
Miss McCown.
Who house is this?
Miss McCown.
He's a senator, ain't he?
He's an old senator. What did you say?
What's the devil's full title? Who house is this?
Miss McCown.
Who house is this?
Senator Miss McCown.
Whose ass are we on today?
Senator Miss McCown.
Whose doorstep are we on today?
Senator Miss McCown.
Who are we looking for?
Senator Mitch McConnell.
Who is the opponent of
reparations?
Huh? Senator
Mitch McConnell.
Huh?
Senator Mitch McConnell.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. What do we want?
Reparations.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Reparations.
When do we want it?
Now.
And how do we want it?
By any means necessary.
How do we want it?
By any means necessary, sir.
How do we want it?
By any means necessary.
What do we want?
Reparations, sir.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Reparations.
When do we want it?
Now.
And how do we want it?
By any means necessary.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Let's go on. Let's go to our next black location to get us a black meat and a black meal and a black bite to eat.
Black power.
Black power.
Hey, let's get yourself, bring it up.
Come on, we're going to join in a circle.
Look it up. Hook it up. Everybody must hook up at this hour. Everybody must hook up.
Gotta leave a couple of men on post.
Okay, give me two. Matt D and the brother. Everybody's hooked up. Give me a hookup, a link. Give me that circle, brother and sister. Everybody grab somebody and hug yo, and squeeze yo. Hug yo and squeeze yo. Come on.
Come on, everybody gather around for our in this circle. Gather around.
Come on, hook it up. Hey.
Let's gather around.
Hit that link. Hold somebody. Squeeze yo. Hold yo.
Hold
and squeeze.
My
dick. Hey.
Everybody gather around.
Come on. Let's rock it right here. Rock it on up. Rock it on up. Lock it on up.
Join the circle. The circle must be unbroken. Brother Dashaun Farage, you've been patient and everything. Come in.
We're going to rock this circle up in here. Up in here. Where we going? Up in here. That's it. Made that circle right on out. Yeah, true. Right there. He ain't said nothing wrong. He said one thing wrong out here today. Okay. Anybody out
there? Family, peace.
Peace while they can still.
Now, listen up. I'm not much of a speaker. And we heard from everyone else.
Man, man.
Some close out while others keep their eyes on our enemies.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Oh, okay. You and my sister,
right, sir.
Everybody.
We are an African people.
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 Okay, we are an African people.
We are an African people.
Robbed of our homeland.
Robbed of our homeland.
Robbed of our name.
Robbed of our name.
Our religion.
Our religion.
Our culture.
Our culture.
Our God.
Our God.
Robbed of our folkways.
Robbed of our folkways.
Robbed of our mores.
Robbed of our mores.
Robbed of our norms.
Robbed of our norms.
Robbed of our minds.
Robbed of our minds.
Robbed of our motherhood.
Robbed of our motherhood.
Fatherhood,
our fatherhood,
our sisterhood,
our sisterhood,
our brotherhood,
our brotherhood.
But we shall rise,
and we shall rise,
never to fall again,
never to fall again.
Up you mighty nation,
up you mighty nation.
You can accomplish what you will,
you can accomplish what you will.
All power to the people,
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 all power to the people.
One God,
one God.
One aim,
one aim,
one destiny,
one destiny,
one God,
one God,
one aim,
one aim,
one destiny,
one destiny,
reparation,
reparation,
or else,
or else,
reparation,
reparation,
or else,
or else,
black power,
black power,
black power,
black power,
black power,
black power.
Hold fast, everybody put your black fist in the air.
That's right.
Seven Harambe. Seven Harambe strong. Harambe is an African term that means let us all pull together.
Right, sir.
We pull down. We're pulling down against this unit.
Right.
Pulling down against apathy.
Pulling right.
Pulling down against fear of the police.
Right, sir.
That's like power.
Like power.
Pulling down against everything we against.
Right, sir.
Seven Harambe strong. Jah Lee two.
Harambe! 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 Harambe!
Harambe! Black power! Black power! Black power! Black minister, we'll black that call. We actually black that call at the top, black power, black power. In the church, I want y'all to know that you're still on the Black Power Radio Show.
Yes, sir. I am.
Still is the most informative radio show on the internet. We are now about approximately 7:40. About 7:40. So there we are. We are live on Black Power Radio. We had an enjoyable day. We want you to know every Wednesday and every Thursday, every Tuesday. Where's Amy Jenkins? Where's the director, Amy Jenkins? Give me Amy Jenkins, your announcement for your meeting, sister. We got meetings every Tuesday at 7. Come in here and get that meeting going. Every Tuesday, give it up. Every Tuesday, give it up.
All right, every Tuesday at 733 Euclid, we are having meetings for Black Power, Movement for Black Power, every Tuesday. Please make sure you out. Reparations never stop today. The fight don't stop today. It continues the day after and for eternity until we get it. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Black Power, that means you need to be in the new Black Panther Party meeting. You need to be in the Movement for Black Power meeting. In whatever city you live, if you ain't got a meeting, you better organize a meeting and get those people on the ground to make sure that we are represented and that we are accounted for. Make sure you are in a meeting. Black Power?
Black Power. Black Power. Now, every Thursday at 12:50 Ladenburg, you come to the community blackboard and you can get some Black Power Revolution. There is no solution without Black Power and Black Revolution. Black Power? Black Power. Every Thursday at 12:50 Ladenburg, every Thursday at 12:50 Ladenburg, every Tuesday at 7:33 Euclid, you can go and get your Black Power groove, your Black Power move, and you can get your Black Power destiny right in person. Every Thursday, 7:33 Euclid, every Tuesday, 7:33 Euclid, every Thursday at 12:50 Ladenburg, Black Power!
Black Power!
Black Power! And a strong Black Revolution.
and thank you for attending. And we were anybody fat, a wooden crew, a bluegrass chewing, a bluegrass smoking senator by the name of Mitch McConnell. You report into the Justice Department of the New Black Panther Party at 1-800-939-0106. Report into the Justice Department of the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. He's wanted, he's a person of ethic. He's wanted, they say he's suspect of smoking bluegrass on the Senate floor. And he said he was drunk and stumbling. It might be his only way out of this black hole. But we want to keep strong. And it's not going to be too long, but we must be strong. Thank you so much. And Black Power.
Black Power.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Shalom, shalom. And Harambe.
Harambe.
Let us all pull together, right? Harambe.
Harambe. But I'll keep that bitch. Now, this man takes my cooking, Miss Miller.
I'm going to chase him down. I'm
found. Man, tried me down for that cooking. Yeah, you know it's good.
And
then we got, you know,
wife about it,
you know, and his wife, he loves him. She tell me about that potato salad. She loves my potato salad. Oh, my.
I love
she
potato salad.
That's right, Miss Jen. You got to get on board here now. Coast out my catering. But anyhow, we're doing it. We're doing it here. I got to put your number.
I'm going to hit you on face. I got to hit you.
Give me in my face, yeah. I'm going to need your number back in my stuff, though. Dial, dial. But dial it so I have it on front.
Okay.
Your number, 202. Dial, 202. Yeah, we're getting our numbers straight here now. Black Power Radio, but we thank you. 227. Dollar 9 for flat. But keep that black. Keep it black. Keep it black. Keep it black. Okay, so I got it.
I
got my stuff in that car. My stuff in the car. We're going to meet Georgia Brown. Georgia Brown. Go to the country. That works. Georgia Brown. Sweet Georgia Brown.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
It's up on like K and 15. We're going to K and 15.
I don't have no key. How am I riding?
Get in the with trail and we can go eat. Fire, come on. Come on. Oh, you come on, I'm gonna get on this stuff. Oh, what you can do is pull it up to that burning truck.
Out of
yeah, I'm saying that's good. But you can pull up to that burning truck.
I'm over
here. Sitting right there. I don't know how you miss all that space. Okay. You can pull up there now and get my stuff put in the truck. And I can do all my stuff. Black Power, y'all. Black Power and a strong black missile.
I did.
You gonna lead the other youth, man. You gotta see it.
Abandon the farm, get it for trees and abandon it.
But here we are, y'all. This is Black Power Radio again. The strongest and the blackest radio show on the internet. The strongest, the blackest, the boldest, and the coldest show on the internet. We are the most informative radio talk show on the internet at this hour. So the only thing we're going to say is black power, black power. And we have a strong black military because we can actually black the call. We can black that call for black power. So we thank you all for tuning in tonight. I'm going to play you a couple of tunes that I don't know, some tunes that y'all been waiting to hear. And we'll rock you into this atmosphere. Let's see what we got here. I'm trying to see who we got online. We got so many Black Power dignitaries right here today. All praise to Dutra. Let me look at it. See what we're working with here today. Well, that was a strong Black Power rally. And a strong Black Power Reparations Day. And we enjoy that and we support that effort. We support all who believe in reparations, believe in Black Power, believe in Black Nationhood, Black Brotherhood, Black Sisterhood. So we some bad mans and some bad womans at this hour. Yeah, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, indeedy, sweetie. No, I ain't gonna lie. And I can place this in the back. I got the place. Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah. Where did he get it? I don't know, brother. We tied here. You might have to do that house for us.
You know, I be always giving stuff.
Yeah, we tight. We up in there tight now, Mo. I wish if I had to ride my stuff.
No.
You gonna
be making?
Where?
You gonna get where
you going? No, I'm going uptown, man. Uptown by the Maxwell. I might be through there later. I gotta go get the stuff changed, the truck and all that. I got a rock of stuff I gotta do. I neglect everything. I've been in Oklahoma, Mississippi, everywhere. I'm working on it. Ask for some time. I got a phone. I hope I put it in my other coat. I hope I did.
Can't pull that heat out. I'm kind of shy about pulling the heat too close to the Capitol, right?
They got an ordinance on it, and if you do, so all the thing you have to do is just ride a few blocks. Okay. You got your stuff. What I have to do is go on. We got a couple blocks and a couple weeks. So you ready? The man, Capitol. And you got, yeah, I got you. And who is? But anyhow, Black Power listening audience, let's see if we can find us some tunes to play that we love out here in Black Power Radio Land. And we got some tough tunes, man. Man. I can't help it. I got to play it. Mama's here, but...
Thank you.
started
drinking,
each and every night. Some of these brothers gonna ride the back of the truck back or black.
I swear they hopped out of that truck.
Oh yeah.
Why you doing that? Why you doing that? Get one hustler bag. You know how to hustle. Black power, let me see. I got it. I'll be all machines, brother. That's it. What's the matter? That building's all right. That's Millie. She might share with you. And see if she got room to share with
you. I don't want to sit in the chair. I can't. I got my leg.
Go around there and talk. Go around and talk with her. Go around the other side. Go to the street side. I'm trying to take them to their cars, man. Boo, you can put it on, but make sure, Boo, don't be doing all that. You knew that was going on, right? Place that down. I didn't tell you that, though. But you listen to me, Boo. You don't listen to me. I said, you know my stuff is there. I still didn't tell you. I said, my stuff is ready. I got bullets in the pocket, man. I got bullets in the pocket, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Just take your time. Don't be flipping and spinning. Let me do it. Okay, what about ain't no bad thing? Don't worry about it. I'll get it late. All right. As long as I know I got my stuff, I can work it out. Plug that in.
Can this go up?
Grab the side. Grab the side. Squeeze.
Black power.
I need to throw my camera in and get a shot.
Black military, the black heart call. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. Get it?
Black power.
Thank you, brother. Thank you,
sir. I should put it all up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They didn't use it,
though.
They need to make that move, man.
Yeah.
I got it, man.
Cool ride with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I forgot this. We're doing
He can get in. Come get in.
You can get up top if you want, man.
You cool?
That was a good poem. Good poem.
I said, good poem. Good poem. He did that poem good today. He did real good today. I give him good credit for it. All right, we're getting ready to get out of here. What's this thing? Let's see. Let me see. What do we have in there? Black power. Black power. Let's see.
Really? Very nice. That's good. I'm not ready.
Merciful, my friend. Oh, and all. got a thing going on. Know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows you'll be there. While the jukebox plays a favorite song, me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. It's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she got her own obligation, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones.
Street. Sweet Georgia Brown and Beat Sweet Northwest.
Thank you. Amen. This is so hard, man. Mine coming to me so soon. I'm being the old one.
So I keep thinking of
this one working.
Yeah,
it is. Okay. I gotta be riding this thing.
This is hard to get the address.
Yeah, you go to a corner, Casey. I knew it wasn't that far away. On the corner, 15th and I.
All he had to do was get his shit in COVID.
I could see another nigga living in this world. Worry about COVID. Pay some people that's they do too.
Hello. Hi. Oh my God. That's scary. Yeah, what are you patching holes or door closets? Okay, let's then I'll be ready. Yeah. Okay, no problem. All right. Okay. He'll be here at 9 o'clock, so we got to start taking that stuff out the closet.
Well, I guess I'm going to put in the closet, babe. I'll go and give me stone there.
I can't hear you, man.
Where you moving at?
We're moving in, boo. Our building already moving.
So what do you want me to do?
Upstairs in our quarters, the guy is coming to put the rods in the closet. So
right.
The thing I've done at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Look at that bad motherfucker. I never saw him. He's coming at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I'm mad.
You might have one.
I can't talk with you.
You're
not going to who could follow us.
Yeah.
Let it go for a minute.
He gave us a
Anywhere is fine.